Okay, rare, but we got to update this. I talked to you about the story of Cookie the dog, and the lady who owns the dog after Cookie escaped getting some crazy ransom call from some cooked out idiot bitch. And, you know, we were kind of left hanging because Cookie's still, we don't know what happened to Cookie. So Friday unfolds, Friday the 31st of May. And then I see Cookie's home. Cookie's been saved. What happened? And I see these three burly looking dudes who fix cars for a living, fix transmissions, holding this dog up. Apparently the dog wandered over into some shop in Grand Rapids. One of the dudes, his name tag said Cooter. The other guy with a 1975 haircut was holding the dog. And it was great. So I had to make a phone call to the folks at Grand Rapids Transmission and see what takes place here on this.
Grand Rapids Transmission.
Hey, how are you? This is Eric Zane calling from the Eric Zane Show.
Yep.
Holy shit, did you guys save the day?
Yeah, I guess we did, in a way.
I am so happy that you are there and you did that. You guys saved the frickin' dog.
All part of the day's work, you know?
What an incredible thing. And now everybody's going to go there to get their transmissions fixed. That's frickin' great.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh. Now, are you the guy that was in the middle?
No, that's Ross.
And who, is this Cooter?
Yeah.
Oh, Cooter! That is excellent. A dude named Cooter. Take me through it. How did it go that you guys found the dog?
Well, he kind of looking for the Explorer, right?
Yep.
Okay. He kind of walked through the overhead door this morning between Ross's legs.
Oh, okay.
And I happened to see the news this morning on 17, and I said, grab that dog. I said, he's wanted.
Okay, so.
So we grabbed the dog, and I put him in the office, shut the doors, and started trying to track the owner down, and she about had a heart attack. And,
yeah. Do you think the dog was attracted to the smell of Ross's balls?
It could have been. It could have been. But, the dog came and picked him up, and, it had a happy ending for once.
Wow. Now, did you hear the story about that crazy bitch who was trying to extort the owner of the pet?
Yeah, we think she watched the news, and that's when the dog got released.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a good thing she let the dog go. I mean, my God, what a crazy, crazy scenario. Did you know of this story prior to the dog going over to see Ross's balls?
No, I knew about it this morning. Yeah, I saw it on the news.
So then you got caught up to speed and away you go. Well, now did you guys give the dog water, like fill up an oil pan full of water and give the dog water?
We had an old transmission pan that was clean that we filled with water.
I knew you did that. I knew it.
Hey, we all got dogs. I mean, between the three of us, we got seven dogs total. So, we took care of the dog and Jay's potato chips.
Oh, yeah, that dog was living large. And now, did mom come over and get the dog?
Mom didn't, but daughter and boyfriend / husband or whoever he was came in and got the dog. And I called to verify what her daughter looked like just so we weren't repeating itself.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if you gave it?
She says, purple car, purple shirt. Yeah, that's my daughter. That's okay, I'll release him.
Well, Cooter, good work to you and Ross and the whole gang over there. You guys are just doing, that's God's work right there, Cooter.
Pretty much, yeah. We did a good deal for the day, and like I said, we love dogs. They're like a family. So.
Yep, that's good to hear. Well, all right, man. Now that you've done that, you got that. The workday's almost done. You're going to go knock a few back, and away you go on the weekend.
You got it, bud.
All right, Cooter, tell everybody I said hi there, okay?
I'll do that.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.